Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're now joined by one of my all-time favorites, Brian Baldinger. We just talked last week on the First in Pod podcast. Baldy, good to see you again, my man. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, guys. I mean, I'm enjoying the discussion right here. I feel like I'm doing this, almost team by team around the league. So it's just good. It's just good kind of rehearsal for what's going to take place next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Baldy, there's like a 99.9% chance Robbie Insmakowski is listening right now. Would you like to say something disparaging about him?
Yeah. Well, I think there's probably a chance that he's trying to listen. He just can't figure out his technology and how to do it.
No, that's par for the course with that guy for sure. Baldy, dream scenario. If you're Andy Weidel, Omar Khan, and Mike Tomlin, and you're in a war room right now talking about the draft 8 days out, and you need an offensive tackle, and you're hoping that this right tackle makes it to you at 20, who is the guy that is the perfect tackle for the Steelers, in your opinion, for that pick?
Well, I think J.C. Latham would probably fit that mode right there. Fuaga could fit that mode. Amarius Mims could fit that mode. I mean, just two right tackles, guys that have just lined up at right tackle. I haven't seen either one of those three guys play in another position, although I'm sure they're capable of.
Is that how you'd rank them, Baldy, in that order, Latham, Fuaga, Mims?
I think so. Fuaga, I feel like, can play. I feel like he could be a Pro Bowl guard. I think he could be a really good tackle. I don't know on the left side if you do that. But, you know, we didn't know that about Broderick Jones last year, and he played right tackle, and he was good. I assume that if the Steelers at 20 went right tackle, that Broderick goes back over to left where they drafted him.
Yep.
Eventually be.
That's the plan.
Dan Connor is their swing guy. And whoever, Amarius, JC, Fuaga, you know, they got their new right tackle.
What makes you like Latham the most?
I just think he's I think his size, I'm enamored by his size. I've known guys that have worked with him and his work ethic. And what, like, I know he wants to be good. And then his power is real. And, you know, you can just watch him these last 2 years against anybody in the SEC. And there's, you know, number 65 out there battling him. So I do think that there could be some problem if he was going up against TJ every day, that somebody with that type of quickness or bend can give him problems. But that's why you got to coach these guys up. None of them are finished products.
Baldy, Mims has been my preferred pick since like day one that this show, we started talking about this year's draft. And last year, I'm one for one, because last year I pounded the table metaphorically and literally for Broderick Jones. I got what I wanted, even though they played him out of position. You see Mims and you see that he's only got 800 snaps basically at the collegiate level. How much pause would that give you taking him at 20, despite the physical, you know, the size, the athletic ability? How much does that lack of experience concern you about his future in the NFL?
Well, it concerns me. And if you know, I listen to Kirby Smart, and, you know, he's obviously very smart. He knows what he's doing. But why only 8 starts? Why does he come out of these games? Why does he rotate? Why? I mean, I understand that's sort of George's philosophy to get these guys. Broderick did that when he was there. I think he only had, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he only had 16 starts.
Yeah, that's
Georgia.
Right.
So, like, these guys haven't played a lot, but it didn't look like it affected Broderick at all. I thought he would struggle more than he did. He really didn't struggle very much. Amarius is so big that I don't know what kind of struggles he would have. Unless it's just a question of fitting in as a pro and understanding what a pro entails, you know, just the commitment and practice and study and all the stuff you got to do day in, day out. If that's, I don't know if that's any kind of an issue for him. I hope that most of these guys realize that, you know, the NIL days are over. Like, this is a real money now and a real career, but I don't know that part of him. But I wouldn't have, honestly, the way that he plays and the length that he has. Like, I remember DeJuan Jones came out last year in the fourth round of Ohio State. And I actually liked DeJuan Jones when he was there at right tackle. And I thought he was really good at Cleveland. And I liked him from day one. Like, when you guys have a wingspan of, you know, 7'3", 7'4" like these guys do, you saw DeJuan give TJ problems last year.
He did.
Like, you can't get to their body. You know, and so I feel like Demarius.
Well, that's why I was trying to take that kid from NC State, Baldy, and make him into a tackle. I kept saying that. They had a scout at one of his games here in Pittsburgh. I said, let's get him in here on the practice squad, big DJ Burns Jr. Am I nuts?
I tried to convert basketball players to tackle, man. Like, they don't know how to punch. Like, they don't know how to break an egg. Like, they don't have the violence they need. Like, they just, there's a missing component there. You know, like, I don't know. Like, I just, I could never get them to be aggressive.
How about the centers here? I'd love for you to rank them and take the Duke bias out if you don't mind. I know you will because you're very good about this and objective. Jackson Powers Johnson, Zach Frazier, and Grant Barton. I had someone tell me today, Baldy, on the Steelers end, they think they could put Frazier in tomorrow and he could be their starter for 10 years. So give me a thought on those three and how you'd rank them.
I believe that. I believe that. In fact, the first time I watched Zach Frazier, I texted a personnel individual in this league that I respect. And I just said, you know, is he a day one starting center? And they're like, yeah, you can start for my team day one. I think he is. You know, this wrestling background is real. Like, these guys, they just understand leverage and movement, how to stay on their feet. I actually think starting with Pittsburgh at 20, I can see a run on centers. You know, I mean, depending on how you want to, like, you know, sort of rank these guys right now, Jackson Powers Johnson, you know, Graham Barton, Zach Frazier. I could see Pittsburgh, Miami, Dallas, San Francisco. I can see a run on centers. Like, I don't know that we've ever seen one in the first round, but I feel like I know for a fact people have Graham Barton as their number one ranked center. You know, just
is that how you is that how you see him?
Yeah, how do you view Barton, even though he hasn't played the position since that COVID year when he was a freshman?
Yeah, well, I think that I don't believe he's going to be an elite left tackle. I think he could be a Pro Bowl guard, but I think he could be a really good center. Like, I like him because I think he can run better than anybody else. I think he pulls and leads better, and I think he gets to the second level better than all these other centers. Now, I haven't watched him since, you know, there was five games his freshman year. But I feel like that's the position where he's going to be best suited in the NFL.
So if Andy Weidel called Brian Baldinger and there's minutes and seconds ticking off the clock and he said, Baldy, Barton's still there and Latham's still there, who should we go with? What would you say?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'd fix my offense. Like, I know Nate Herbig is there and I like Nate and he's a swing guy. I go fix – like, Dan Connor got better, and he keeps getting – everybody knows Dan
Moore
is a great kid. He's a worker. He's just stiff. He's just stiff, and he goes up against elite guys. Like, he struggles. Like, that's real. But I feel like center is the position they need to get fixed, and I don't know that anybody in this league drafts centers better than the Pittsburgh Steelers over the last 60 years. So,
well, we got Kendrick Green wrong. Like, that was a mulligan, but for the most part, you're very right about that, Baldy. Kendrick Green was a miss, though.
Devon, you just go through the guys. But, I feel like this is the position they have to get fixed. Mason Cole wasn't the answer. They knew that. He gave him everything he had. But I feel like they got to get this position fixed over a – and I don't know that Amarius is a project. I feel like he can play. I don't know how soon he's going to be ready to play. I know the center, you can plug him and play him. Mm-hmm. And you're going to improve right away.
Baldy, I want you to repeat for our audience, because this is a guy that they had in for a visit, and they're going to draft a wide receiver probably on day two. Can you let everybody on our radio side know how much you love Ricky Pearsall from Florida, who was in for a visit and is a Steelers day two target at wide receiver?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, he's an adult. Like, he's not going to be what some of these other receivers have been in Pittsburgh. He's an adult. Like, he's going to get out to practice. He's going to get after it. I don't know if he's Hines Ward adult, but I think he's like that type of mentality. Okay? I think he's going to practice really hard. I think he's going to compete every day really hard. And he's just as tough as they come. Like, this guy's hands are elite. And then you could play him inside. You could play him outside. Like, I talked to him last week. There's days they couldn't cover him. You know, and I said he's like Puka Nacua. Like, they couldn't cover Puka last year. He's always open. I feel like he's always open. And so, I don't know. Like, I think day two is when Ricky's number is going to get called. And I don't know. This is a good deep draft in receivers. But I can't see the kid getting out of the second round right now.
Baldy, thanks for coming on the podcast last week. People can go back and listen to that First in Pod, and it's always a great delight to have you on the radio show as well, whether we're discussing draft prospects or what to do at an all-you-can-eat buffet. We've done that with you before. So it's always tremendous, and Robbie and Smikowski bashing as well. So we'll talk again soon, Baldy. Thank you.
Thanks, Baldy.
Let's do it, guys. All right? Countdown's begun, man. Good talking to you, everybody.
You bet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.